Blog Talk Radio.
Fire, fire, fire! Yes, Lord, yes, Lord! It's like fire. Oh, I'm talking about Holy Ghost fire. Talk about that spiritual burning that gets down deep inside your soul and makes you want to run and go tell somebody about Jesus. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, 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 the gospel experience, because that's what it is, y'all. It's not just a program. It's not just me reaching out to you all. It's an experience that we are having right here, right now, each and every day with our eternal God. Praise the Lord, all you beautiful souls. Now is the time to let our minds and bodies and souls be renewed and refreshed in this beautiful relationship that we have with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, our Heavenly Father, and His precious and beautiful Son. Oh, words can't express the joy, the gratitude, and the omnipotent favor that is placed upon us with much appreciation from our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah, Savior, and Redeemer, none other than Jesus the Christ. Right here, right here, right here on this fire gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unequivocally, and unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer. He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and guess what? Yes, it's our beautiful gift of eternal life. He's not only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that we are living in, because we are living under the power, grace, and the mercy of God. Amen. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting, spiritual, soulful inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed, anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire. Fire, fire. The gospel experience will light, ignite, and even find those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl. Because you are a victorious believer, let me repeat myself, so that you can and you are a victorious believer in Jesus Christ. Because God's not a respected person, y'all. No. Mm-mm. He's just looking for a humble heart to sincerely worship him and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be a blessing for your nutrition as well as your sanctified consideration from the book of Matthew. Chapter 24, verse 6 will be our scripture verse of recognition, where we hear the prophetic words of our Lord Jesus the Christ speaking about the signs of the end times. Wars. Yes, rumors of war, famine, earthquakes, and false messiah claiming to be the Christ, among other devastating events. Yes, through all of this turmoil, struggle, and pending doom, our Lord Jesus tells us not to panic and lose our heads. Why? Because, listen, as the God-man, he knows the beginning from the end and has all power to use to keep us useful. And it would be a great offense to God not to trust in him. So we're going to talk about don't panic. Don't sweat it. Don't panic. Trust in God. Amen. I want y'all to just hang out with me. My special guest had a ministry emergency. And it's all good because I'm still fired up from church service that we had a wonderful, phenomenal prophetic time of overflow in the spirit in our church, Pentecost Sunday, right there at New Saint Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor Derek Easter, right here in Pines of Arkansas. So I'm still full. So I want you all, listeners, to be my very special guest. We're going to play some music. We're going to share some spiritual thoughts. We're going to pray. And we're going to talk about don't panic throughout this program. I've got recorded messages from you talented people that have sent in geared up inspiration, you great anointed orators and speakers for God prophetically and fruitfully. We're going to just have a good time right here in Jesus the Christ. So go ahead, call a family member, call a friend, a neighbor, anybody that's in your spirit right now. Give them a call. Let them know Brother Ron E. Jefferson is back on the internet radio to give God his just due praise, worship, and honor, and to lift up everybody that's listening to this program. Holy Spirit, God, we surrender more of ourselves to you. We thank you for leading, guiding, covering us, keeping us, teaching us, molding us, transforming us. And we thank you for Light of Fuse that's about to set this internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire. My God, Jesus is working on us. Thank you, Jesus. Keep working on us, McDuffies. He's working on us. Start this fire gospel experience off just right, y'all, with some old school gospel music. He's working on me. He's just going to keep on working on me. And guess what? I'm just going to keep on working this thing out for Jesus until the day he come get me, y'all. We starting it off just right, just right. But here is Woman of God, Kimberly Edwards Braggs, coming in right behind the McDuffins, talking about he's working on me, guess what? And you can't do nothing else but say thank you. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Yes.
Thinking about You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Come true.
a grateful soul right here on this fire, fire gospel experience. Did y'all hear that man of God, Kenny Bogan? He said, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't praise him enough. Sounds like Kenny Bogan right here on this fire gospel experience, y'all. Giving us just due praise and taking us to the throne. I'm telling you, thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us that spirit of praise that lets us flow with a heart full of gratitude all of our days. Father God, we thank you, thank you, thank you. We can't thank you enough in the beautiful, precious name of our Lord, Savior, Jesus the Christ, but I promise you, we're going to try. We're going to honor you, God. Not just with our lips, but with our whole heart. We promise, we give you our word. We step out on faith to back up our word to live for you and only you and you are the Most High God. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit God, we just are so thankful to be called as your chosen instrumental vessel to carry this gospel message of redemption through our Lord Jesus Christ to a world that is fighting against it. But we know that even though you, Holy Spirit God, will touch hearts, prick consciences, and then allow individuals to come on their own confession with their lips and belief in their hearts to be saved. We thank you now and always for your many blessings. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, it's in Jesus' name we do pray and give as always. Amen. Amen. And amen again. You tuned in to fire. If you didn't know, guess what? Now you know. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience. Here's woman of God, Calandra Gant. And we just going to bless his name, y'all. That's what we're going to do. And we're going to do it right here and right now.
Greetings, I am Lady V, founder of Praise Him More 24/7 commercial-free radio. Right now, you are listening to radio host Ronald E. Jefferson with Fire, the Gospel Experience. Acquiring from the words of the Hawkins Boys featuring Rance Allen, come along and get on board the joyful train for that ultimate gospel experience with Ronald E. and Lady V. Be blessed as well as be a blessing by sharing your experience and our biblical inspiration and gospel music. Again, with Ronald E. Jefferson, host of Fire, the Gospel Experience, and Lady V, hostess of Praise Him More. Playing the best in gospel music, let us return to Ronald E. and Fire, the Gospel Experience. Be blessed.
That's what
Lord Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, man of God. Keenan Coleman, right out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Keenan Coleman Mysteries is making that declaration. And he's just thanking God for being kept. Amen. Goes right there. This is the segment of Fire. The gospel is for you gifted, talented, and blessed people of God will come in with your anointed words of wisdom, encouragement, and enthusiasm to bless the people of God. Amen goes right there. I am inviting all of you blessed people to come and bring your words of inspiration to this Word Up segment of Fire, the gospel experience. Amen goes right there. Here is woman of God, author, and poet, Tamika Reed, keeping it positive right here on this Fire gospel experience.
Hey, Fire family. My name is Tamika Reed, and today I'm just stopping through to share an inspirational message with you. But first, I would like to say thank you to Mr. Ron. You are so amazing, Mr. Ron. Oh my gosh, thank you for bringing the word on today. Thank you for inspiring our lives on Saturdays and Sundays. You are amazing. Thank you. So listen, Fire family. An inspirational message that I would like to share with you on today is there's a lot of negativity in the world, which I am so glad that Mr. Ron brings this show to us, you know, on Saturdays and Sundays, because there's so much negativity in the world, but there are some positive people in the world that can shine some light on others and can inspire others. You know, and it's just so amazing. It is so amazing. So listen, although there's a lot of negativity in the world, sometimes it's easy to sink in, and it's hard, so hard to get out of. But I like to say through this poem that I wrote for you today, stay away from those whom have tainted lies, negative vibes, tell all sorts of lies. Because you ain't got time. Live your life. Strut and strive. Survive. Keep hope and love alive. You can do without the negative lives deteriorating your mind, body, and soul. Spirit, one whole. Take control of what comes and goes. Your life matters. Let the negative go. Your life becomes better once you quit and go. Forget the chit, the chatter. Mix up a batter, good vibes, love and laughter. Hope for the best. Remember, life can be a test. Let your love shine through. Radiate good energy too. Give hope. Now that's dope. Always keep the positivity afloat. So always, 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 always surround yourself around positive people and always keep your thoughts positive. And remember, it is so easy to sink into the negativity that the world has going on. But if you keep your thoughts positive and your surroundings positive, everything will be okay. Okay? So, thank you, Fire family. Enjoy your day, your evening. Much love and light, peace and blessings, and thank you for having me. God bless.
Amen, amen. You talking about a bright and shining life for our Lord Jesus. I'm telling you, that young lady, woman of God, author Tamika Reed, she just radiates so much joy and happiness. I'm trying to tell y'all, y'all need to go to her Facebook page, Tamika, T-O-M-I-K-A, Tamika Reed, R-E-I-D. And she has several books that she's written about her life story. She has books that she has written for children, and she has such a heart for family, for friends, and for fellowship. I promise you, it will be a blessing to you. I want to take the time out right now because we have this upcoming Memorial Day celebration where we take our minds and thoughts to those great men and women that were part of military actions and fought in wars from many years past and have made the greatest sacrifice of giving their lives in the heat of war and battle. We have much to do in terms of equality here in the United States of America. Those many truths all the way back from the Civil War were promised, made, that have not been kept for freedom after they've served their term. But what we want to do is we want to pick up the mantle where it was passed on to us. One hand passing generation, passing the baton of success and striving for equality to the hand of the next generation, so that we can see that sacrifices that have been made for us will not be in vain and never be forgotten. So with this upcoming Memorial Day celebration, because that's what it is, we are celebrating the lives of those who have laid down and their lives have been sacrificed for our good, for our betterment, for our existence. And we owe them the opportunity to strive for as much success as we possibly can, to accomplish life goals, make those dreams come true, so that those that have gone on to glory before us can look down in heaven and smile and applaud and encourage us on as they are with the Most High God. You're tuned into Fire. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience. Amen. Goes right there. And like Woman of God, Angela Starr is going to sing, we are able to accomplish these goals that are set before us, no matter how high the challenge, no matter how daunting the task, because we have this holy confidence in our Creator, our Father, our God. Come on, Woman of God, Angel Starr, sing from your heart, Sister Girl.
Holy company, holy company, holy company, holy company. because Jesus is the ultimate love.
Hello, I'm Deshaun Moore, publisher of MGM Magazine, and you're listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my ministry, MGM Magazine, and Victory Worship Center will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
Get a witness. Amen. Amen. Goes right there. Sounds of man of God. Be slayed. Thank you, man of God. He's over there at Avidity Productions for sending us this music. Avidity Promotions. Y'all are doing big things over there. Derek Huggins, appreciate it. Be slayed is in the house on this fire gospel experience. Don't y'all know that we are sharing with you from the word of God, from the gospel according to the disciple Matthew. Chapter 24 will be our focus and concern. We're going to read around about, I'm going to say, let's say verse 6 and see what thus says the mighty word of God. Amen. Don't panic. Don't panic. From the New Living Translation. And you will hear of wars and threats of wars, but don't panic. Yes, these things must take place, but the end won't follow immediately. Amen. That's a word right there of encouragement, because we need to hear that, because from the current events that we are witnessing right now in our lifetime, we don't know. We'd be thinking Jesus could crack the sky right now, day or night, and stop all this foolishness from the unbelief of men that refuse to receive the wonderful gift of salvation through our redemptive Savior, Jesus the Christ. We are now living in what the Bible declares to be the beginning of the end times. You don't even have to be a Christ believer to see that the world has been turned upside down with major catastrophes and disasters on every hand. Every news broadcast starts out with the most heinous bloodshed known at the time, followed by the second worst shooting, bombing, murders, kidnappings, rape, and governmental corruption and diabolical mishap of the day. What are we as Christians to do in the face of so much global madness? Well, first of all, since our Lord Jesus has prophesied these drastic events many, many centuries ago, should provide us with the confidence that if he knew these things were coming, that he also had the control to go with this shared prophetic knowledge. Matthew 24:1 starts us off with a little bit more clarity. As Jesus was leaving the temple grounds, his disciples came along and wanted to take him on a tour of the various temple buildings. But he told them, all these buildings will be knocked down, and not one stone left on top of another. When will this happen? The disciples asked him later, as he sat on the slope of the Mount of Olives. What events will signal your return and the end of the world? Now, it seems that our Lord Jesus' disciples were ever attempting to try to show him something that they thought he didn't know. Like something as common as touring the temple grounds. But again, to their surprise, our Lord Jesus was so multi-millennial steps ahead of them, and he prophesied so. Jesus told them in Matthew 24:4, don't let anyone fool you. Verse 5 says, for many will come claiming to be the Messiah and will lead many astray. Now, isn't that true? Haven't we found out that there are so many people that may not have ever walked through a church, may not have ever accepted Christ, that are following after false religions from these false people that are claiming to be something that they're not? And then there are people that once were in our fellowships, but they fulfilled the prophecy, because it says in the end time there'll be a great falling away. People that was deacons, people that were mothers in the church that taught, have gone astray and followed after religions that's not even real. Amen. These are what the Bible declares our Lord Jesus told us. He said these are the beginning of the end time. So he told us, don't panic. Don't you do it, because it's not the end of the world. Amen. Talking about don't panic right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Here's woman of God, Annetta Williams, because listen, don't panic, because yes, there's so much turmoil in our world going on all around us, but listen, there is some things within us that may be a little bit traumatic that need to be addressed too, because we are a work in progress. Isn't that right, woman of God? Annetta Williams, she said yes.
I've never been the perfect individual. I am just a servant that's working to be a mirror who reflects Jesus through every blessing and miracle. Every step that is critical and hardship I'm living through. I ain't supposed to be perfect. I'm called to a purpose. I'm supposed to point the world to the risen Savior. At the same time that I direct traffic, be your advocate and show love to my neighbor. But I still have my moments. I know this and I am not focused on living how I'm supposed to be. God didn't work out on the clock, never quit in time, so he's not finished with the job that he called me. I am just an object in his project, and his process is something we gotta process. So my progress is ordered by the Most High. Your be patient if he's putting in overtime. My God is still working.
God is still working. He's working on me because I'm a work in progress. Thank the woman of God and Ned Williams for letting us know and reminding us. Don't be so hard on yourself sometimes. Just be sincere. I said, do. Bring your concerns to God. Look yourself in your sanctified man and say, Lord, please help me along the way. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. We are discussing Don't Panic from the Gospel according to Matthew. Chapter 24 and a few of the following verses. We started off with verse 6, but we are continuing to strive along with these scriptures in Matthew 24, where our Lord is talking about the end of the time. And guess what? In spite of all the commotion and turmoil that's going on, our Lord Jesus told us not to panic because we need to put our faith in him. If we are going to trust God with our soul in eternity, it only makes sense that we would trust God here on earth, regardless of the circumstance. He proved that the elements don't control him. He laid down his life, even though they conspired and it was murder on their part. He willingly laid down his life. He could have called down 12 legions of angels if he wanted to be saved. But he knew that for us to be saved, that he needed to sacrifice and lay down his life for us. Amen. We left up on Matthew 24:4, where our Lord Jesus told them, don't let anyone fool you, for many will come claiming to be the Messiah and will lead many astray. Now, the amount and sheer numbers of false religious figures spouting so-called new spiritual ideologies to make of themselves above all others is just staggering. And what's even worse is the increase of these false individuals are the ever-increasing masses that are willing to follow their pernicious ways. Y'all remember Jim Jones, David Koresh, and other people like them? This sounds like all hell would be breaking loose, but we're told, don't panic. Verse 6 says, and you will hear of wars and threats of war, but don't panic. Yes, these things must take place, but the end won't follow immediately. Now, panic is that sudden, uncontrollable fear or anxiety. We are told to get and keep a good, solid grip on our faith. We are not the ones that possess the mind. James 1:8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And we're told not to be like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. As the world withers, moans, and rocks to and fro from the impact of the waves of human deterioration, we believers in Christ will be the ones to stand stronger and together in faith, not moving at all from our pronounced place of established faith in God. This is the time when we expect our God to shine through us the most and the brightest. It's our unfailing stability that will draw such an eerie attention from the world. Amen. They're going to look at us and wonder, how come all this hell that's breaking loose all around you is not causing you to lose your grip, lose your mind, and just be running around reckless like there is no possible solution to all of these problems? Well, we'll be the ones that have our grip on the solid rock that is our God. Psalm 1, blessed the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. That means wherever they are, congregating, sitting, standing, walking, talking, we're not going to be part of that number. Verse 2 says, but his is in the law of the Lord, And in his law doth he meditate day and night. That's what keeps us from losing our grip. This is what keeps us from panicking, because we read the word of God not just for the sake of reading it, orating it, but to let it sink down deep into the recesses of our mind so that it can slowly partake and find places inside of our spirit, inside of our soul. And this is how our souls are anchored, by the undeniable, infallible, mighty word of God. Verse 3 says, and he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he or she doeth shall prosper. We are called to prosper and never to panic. Amen. You got that word from God Almighty himself. And I just say amen as a witness, because I'm here to tell y'all, every word that is so true, I can live by it. I'm going to stand on it. And I'm going to continue to bless the holy name of our God. You tuned in to Fire, Fire, Fire. Ha! Can I get a witness? Here's man of God, B. Slade, singing brand new music, letting us know that, yes, it really is about being a witness, because that's what it is. B. Chase Williams and Shabbat is going to back up man of God B. Slade talking about, can I get a witness? Because he knows, B. Chase Williams and Shabbat knows, that it's all about the power of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on, Shabbat. Here we go. Come on, say, if you're only. Come on, declare, for our power in heaven and earth.
Lord, I honor you every morning, and I pray to you every night. Lord, you will never forsake me. You're always there, you're my delight. He's away. He's the way, my God.
I am the way, the truth and the life. I am the way, the truth and the life.
Lord, I'm yours.
I'm yours.
Now forever endlessly.
Endlessly.
Lord, I'm yours forever. Come. You promised me that you will never forsake me, and I know by your love for me, you really care. And now your light shines on me always, and the hope that I have is because you're always there. Jesus is the way, the truth.
Hello, I'm Pam Jones, CEO and founder of River and Word Magazine, the River Awards, and River Word Gospel Station, where you will hear the very best in gospel programs of spiritual discussions, conversations, and the most uplifting and anointed gospel artists and gospel music. Our network features every Monday Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Radio Show at 4 p.m. Central. Every Tuesday, Stephanie's Gospel Highway at 4 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. Eastern. Weekend Praise Party at 6 p.m. with Santoria Black. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central, Let's Talk to the Lord with Don Ross. And you can also catch it at 5 p.m. Eastern. At 6 p.m. Central, Central United Praise. Every Thursday, Blue Flame Moment with Clarissa Haddon Jackson at 4 p.m. Central. Weekend Praise Party at 6 p.m. again with Centurio Black. Every Friday at 11 a.m., Realizing My Best Life with Janice Peterson. At 3 p.m. at Central and 4 p.m. Eastern, Stephanie's Gospel Highway. At 6 p.m. Central, Urban Gospel Sounds with Orlando the Landlord. On Saturday at 12 noon, we cut up and chop up with Tony D's New Artist Profile. At 2 p.m. Central, The Covenant Keeper with apostle and author Darlene Thompson. And finally, on Sunday at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, it's the Fire Show with Ron Jefferson. River and Word in this gospel station is called by God to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're interested in more information regarding our different ministry platforms, you can contact me, Pam Jones, at 832-699-1533 or by email, theriversmusic33@gmail.com. And you can find us at riverandword.com. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving, uplifting, unrestrained, experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, co-workers by telling them about Fire, on this station. It's all about the kingdom building. This is Pam Jones.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God, Pam Jones, over there at the River and the Word Gospel Radio Station. Thank you for syndicating this fire gospel experience. I am so grateful for you hardworking promoters, producers, managers, y'all doing y'all thing, and I appreciate it so much. Before we heard from Woman of God, we heard Royal Diadem just singing about More Than Sentimental Reasons right after we heard from Man of God, B. Chase Williams at Shabbat, talk about the power of God. Amen. Goes right there. You tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. Here's Jawan Adamson and Anointed Worshipers talking about Sovereign. Let's go behind the veil, y'all, and just take time out to free ourselves from the concerns of anything else other than worshiping and praising our God.
He won't fail.
He won't fail.
There can. I tried it.
Yes, yes, yes. I tried it for myself. Juan Adamson, and the anointed worshipers let you know that he's sovereign because he tried, they tried, she tried, and I tried. Just what he said, he will do just that. Amen. It goes right there. I want to share with y'all something that has very been special to me that has been such an inspirational blessing in my life. Man of God, gospel artist, Richie E. Irby, he sends me inspirational words on a daily basis. And I told Lady Land, I said, look here, man, I want you to make it a point to send these recorded messages and get you some nice soft music in the background to me. And so I put it in my word library. Amen. So until he does this, I'm just going to go ahead and take the privilege of reading what he just sent me recently for Word of Inspiration. Good morning. I pray that your night was peaceful and you rested well. Welcome to another terrific Sunday. I pray that you are anticipating an awesome experience every moment of this day. Every place your feet touch today will be a place of favor and blessing. Will take over like never before. Everything your hands touch will prosper. Embrace the beautiful atmosphere that was set by you for you, and do not let anyone or anything change it. Have an awesome day. Man of God, Richie E. Irby. Amen. Goes right there. I want to thank you, man of God, for sending so much prosperous word. So much word that's filled with weight that it is nothing but a blessing to be associated with people that are so gifted, anointed, and called by God to do the very things that we are doing, because it's not us doing it. It is us as instrumental vessels that are being empowered by God Almighty to do things that we could never, ever hope to do on our own. Thank you, man of God. And if you want to be a part of this fire gospel experience, Word of Inspiration, get in touch with me. Send that cell phone 3 to 5 minute recorded message with some soft music in background like y'all hear me playing, and share those anointed inspirational words, because God gave them to you to first fortify and nurture yourself, and you'll be so overwhelmed by it and so feel and fulfill that you won't be able to help yourself. You're going to have to go find somebody and share it with. And that's the whole purpose of fellowship. That's the whole purpose of how we have been gifted one to another, so we can be a blessing to each other. So that when we go about the business of fulfilling our assignment, guess what? We are going under the power of God Almighty. Yes, indeed. But we are going under the power of fellowship for one another. The gift that I have, that God anointed me to have, was meant to bless you, and your gift was meant to bless me and other people that you know. Amen. So until we get to heaven, let's be about the business of evangelizing the lost, sharing the gospel message of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, and then speaking life, liberty, and love to our fellow believers, because it's by this show of love and affection, care and concern for one another, that the world will see, and this will be a living, undeniable witness that we have a love that passes all understanding, that the world didn't give it to us and the world can't take it away. Here's the Royal Barn Singers asking the question, if you're not sure, you need to be sure. Do you want to go to heaven?
Plans. We'll put our trust in Jesus, our power's in before. Because he is the Savior, we'll live forevermore. We'll have a testimony how we live out our days, where God can get the glory, where God can get the praise. Do you want to go to heaven?
Yeah.
Oh, I will see the King of Kings, and we will know the Lord of Lords. Oh, what a blessing. Oh, what a day. When we see Jesus, we'll lift our voice and say, yeah, we bless your name for all you have done. So we proclaim, yeah, you're worthy of the praise. We lift you up, give glory to your name. Say, yeah, where Jesus is. Don't you want to go?
Hello, I'm Tierney LaShawn Bledsoe, CEO of Bledsoe Records, speaker and promoter, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting all up-and-coming artists to contact me to take your gift, talent, and ministry to another level. You can contact me by phone at 870-318-6409 or email me at blessedso.promo@gmail.com. God wants you to do all that you can to bring him glory, and I want that for you as well. Until then, keep it tuned in and to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them all about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
There's so many things that I have to tell you.
Sounds of man of God, Michael Hart, on this Fire Gospel Experience. One God to change you. Isn't it a beautiful thing when you can just admit to yourself and talk to God and say, God, I'm not everything that I hope to be, that I want to be, but God, I am pursuing the change that you want for me. And here's woman of God free to let you know that all of this is possible because God is there to help you make the change.
But God's power and his saving grace kept me through danger seen and unseen.
Family waiting on you. They they praying for you. Man, correction isn't hating on you. It's shedding light from them chains that won't let you out. It's sharing life, killing lies from the pain and doubt. It's the Father's house, not a social club. When we walk it out, we learn the Father's love. Walk with soldiers, not with critics on the sidelines. The kingdom is about faith, not just talking about the guidelines. Check the timeline, now's the time to fight. Grab your Bible, that's your sword, get your mind right. Brand new eyesight, brand new eyesight. Without it, we can't tell when Satan's hitting from them blind sides. You see, I remember what it was like when I was lost. I remember what it was like before I went all in. I remember what it was like before I locked arms with the family and became part of the body of Christ. See, I was uncertain about where I would go, where I would spend eternity if I died. Brothers and sisters, I speak this to you who believe so that you may know you have eternal life. And that life is in Jesus. That life is in the Father.
Mouth. They don't have any eternal qualification in your life towards God. That is, God is going to just, God is going to expect you to receive into your own family and make you one of his very own. Thank you, man, for your purpose. Message to the streets. Woman, song where this conference radio wants me to remind you, let you know. If you don't know, you can tune in to this fire experience every Wednesday at 7 a.m. standard time. Just type in the National Gospel Songwriter Conference every minute. You can tune in and get in. And not just with me, but go to that platform, the National Gospel Songwriters Conference, and there are many other gospel artists, gospel radio hosts that are there to glorify God and to bless you from the inside out. Amen. Goes right there. Thank you, woman of God, Natalie Peaches, for being one of my kingdom collaborators. I'm praying for you. I'm praying that God will bless you so much that you're going to have to go and run and tell somebody. Amen. Amen. Here's woman of God, Afton Tustin, singing about amen. Come on, sister girl. Get your amens up in here, up in here.
At the end of every prayer, let the believer say, amen. So be it. John 14:13 says, whatever you ask, if you ask in my name, I will do it. And to this we will say, amen. So be it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. God is not a man that he should lie. He said all I need he will supply. And I believe it. Everybody said,
make a wish, it may come true. But when you pray, God will come through. Instead of me sitting and hoping and wishing, I take it to God, I know he will listen. It said in his word that he will do everything he promised you. So when you get lost and can't find your way, that's when you fall on your knees and you pray. Ask the Lord to guide you through. Watch all the marvelous things he'll do for you. Do you believe it? I'm running this race as fast as I can, but I gotta stop and say amen. Look at all the wonderful things he's done. Look at all the victories he's won. God's not a man and he won't lie. All my needs he will supply. Everything you're going through, already worked it out for you. Instead of y'all worrying about fashion and trending, walk with the Lord, you can still blend in. All my battles he will fight. Promise everything will be alright.
Hebrews 4:16 says, therefore, let us approach the throne of grace with boldness so that we may receive mercy, find grace to help us in time of need. We need you, Lord.
I woke up this morning, closing my right mind. I could have been dead and gone, but God stepped in right on time.
Radio talking about
need you, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. I'm on the keyboards as well, singing and doing this thing for Jesus. God bless you, man of God. You keep doing what you're doing. I appreciate every one of you beautiful souls for tuning in to this Fire Gospel Experience, for sharing it with somebody that it will bless them as we glorify God, uplift their spirits, give them a positive outlook and attitude, because our life is a spiritual transformation that builds us up from the inside out. And once it comes to full fruition, we will be a bright shining light in this world of darkness that we're living in. I want to thank you all. Keep me in your prayers. You in my prayer. I'm going to pray for you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. I'm just going to say, pray for me and I receive it. I am going to keep you in my thoughts, in my prayers, because we need each other. I'm going to leave you all with one final word, and then I'm going to get up out of here and go rest up my mind and my body and my spirit. One final word, and that is, we are living in times of believers, unbelievers, and those that don't know what to believe. Amen. So know where you fit in, and then go ahead and get in. I leave you with man of God, EHA, the spiritual, taking that gospel message to the street, because he ain't scared, neither am I, neither should you. So until next time, y'all be blessed. And like the man of God is going to sing in his gospel rap, stay with Jesus. Don't you dare ever change nothing about your decision to live for God. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is our Savior, and there is no other way to be saved. Y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Hello, everybody. I'm EHA the Spiritual, and you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, where the fire is stirring up in your spirit and lightening up your soul with biblical inspirations and the very best in gospel music. I pray that the music will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family and friends and co-workers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building. Stay with the feeling, for reeling. Get ready for spiritual healing, appealing, ascending, revealing the real Jesus.
Stay with the feeling that's off in your body, for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling that's off in your body, for real, church. Stay with the feeling, for real, and get ready for spiritual healing, appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh. Stay with the feeling that's off in your body, for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling that's off in your body, for real, church. Stay with the feeling, for real, and get ready for spiritual healing, appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh.
The best another day is I open my eyes. I'm breathing confirmation the Lord is alive, meaning I'm alive. I'm ready to go about my day. I'm closing my ears to what evil spirits have to say, cause they lead astray. I'm asking my God, what's the play? I'm ready, been ready, let me go in all the way. Get hit with the feeling now that I be willing in a race. Got defeated yesterday, and I pray it's the same today. Running, running, busting through any obstacle. You my arsenal, got me like Mission Impossible. Ripping, sending particles, unstoppable. Do it, remarkable, choppable. Continue to shockable with logic, God of a gospel. Apostle, with Jesus Christ, he's the mind of men. I'ma be dead until he come again, with the vengeance of his revenge. Relent during this event, many pretend we offend with the epistle writings and pens. So here we go, as we touch on the topic, revealing the real Jesus. More than a prophet. Forget about what you know, cause if you know he the answer, don't allot it. Potent, not narcotic, never flaking, he's solid. Giving off a wonderful aura. His aura is beautiful, major authority. Look at the Torah. If any of you thinking he didn't walk up onto that water, no thinking no more. He didn't warn inside of the Gomorrah. But to win it, his amazing grace. If you follow him, then he taking your place. Knowing who he died for, yeah. Enduring all the way to the end. Keeping the feeling within, and that can be for you, y'all helping her. Realizing what is you stressing for. You already know what the spiritual telling them, bro. Just stay with the feeling for real, and keep ready for spiritual healing, appealing. And the sin and revealing the real of my bruh.
Stay with the feeling that's off in your body, for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling that's off in your body, for real, church. Stay with the feeling, for real, and get ready for spiritual healing, appealing, the sin and revealing the real of my bruh. Stay with the feeling that's off in your body, for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling that's off in your body, for real, church. Stay with the feeling, for real, and get ready for spiritual healing, appealing, the sin and revealing the real of my bruh. Stay with the feeling that's off in your body, for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling that's off in your body, for real, church. Stay with the feeling, for real, and get ready for spiritual healing, appealing, the sin and revealing the real of my bruh. Stay with the feeling that's off in your body, for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body, for real, church. Stay with the feeling, for real, and get ready for spiritual healing, appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh.
Stay awake as I walk on this spiritual journey. With Jesus, he gripping me tight, holding me firmly. Loving my father, the teacher, me, I be learning. And yet that I walk with him daily, I feel the burning out through my soul, when only the real saints know. When he grab a hold, it's something you cannot control. Let go, I'ma always confess it. In Christ, I be bold, and sometimes I get a tear from the Holy Ghost. Top of the matter, no matter, get shattered and rattled on the chapter. After the fact of the past, I bow to the master. Only Rabboni Jesus. Jesus. The reason that he paid a fee, cause we're evil, and you know he sees us, we be the bloodline. So he hit us with the feeling, we born and ordained and willing every single time. Like a young lion up in his prime, with the image of a sheep, righteous is never weak in design. Listen up to incline, keeping this gospel into your mind. You looking for it, so here is the sign. Make sure you in the line, and do whatever you gotta do to make it to the new, so you won't be declined. So tell me just what that you stressing for. You already know what you gotta be telling the bro. Just stay with the feeling for real and get ready for spiritual healing, appealing, the sin and revealing the real of my bro.
Jesus Christ, Holy Ghost, he is that feeling. I'm forever staying with the spirit. Understanding needs to be understood, man. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? Don't that sound dope, bruh?
Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body for real, church. Stay with the feeling for real and get ready for spiritual healing. Appealing, the sin and revealing the real of my bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body for real, church. Stay with the feeling for real and get ready for spiritual healing. Appealing, the sin and revealing the real of my bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body for real, church. Stay with the feeling for real and get ready for spiritual healing. Appealing, the sin and revealing the real of my bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body. For real, a church, stay with the feeling. For real, and get ready for spiritual healing. Appealing, the sin, and revealing the real of my bruh.
Truly wonderful, wonderful. I thank y'all for going on this journey with me. Stay with the feeling, church. Instrument of Christ. Amen.
Share the fear of the monster. Share the fear of the monster.